broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We're ready. Here she goes.
She's back.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Yeah.
Hello, Coach. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Awesome.
We are doing great. Hey, first of all, and for everybody listening, this is Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, and we are talking with the coach of the state-bound Lady Indians cross-country team. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great run Saturday.
Thank you. Yeah, we're pretty excited.
You was up in the studio last week, and you talked about, you thought you could advance, but we finished third and had a heck of a race Saturday.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that. they just ran lights out. They did awesome. We were probably projected to get fifth or sixth, so, and it was pretty tight scoring. I mean, we got third by like 4 points and beat fifth place by 5. So it was tight, and that very easily could have gone another way. But no, I was about as surprised as anybody to see that third place up there for sure.
You know, it was funny how, and cross country team has kind of went under the radar this year. But on Saturday, it just seemed like the whole town was into that,
exciting,
you know, and Facebook was going crazy and Twitter was going crazy. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sure for you guys up there, it had to be some kind of exciting.
Yeah, we have really, really awesome parents who do good about promoting us, which is great. I mean, it's kind of hard. Our number of tickets are limited, and so, you know, we'd like to take a lot more people up there, but you know, it is what it is this year. So I thought, for considering the amount of people we had up there, I mean, we had awesome fans. It was great.
So, Coach, they even being outside like that, there are stipulations on that too. Then you can only have so many people.
Yeah, we were for this last week, we were allowed 5 tickets per kid. So, you know, for our kids around here, that doesn't get you.
That ain't enough, is it?
Immediate family. No. I mean, it's definitely no grandmas. That's no grandpas.
No.
So, I mean, that's, and granted, it was 2 hours away. Like, we, you know, my daughter is on the team, and we used just 1 ticket. Her dad went, and that was it. So, you know, for now, it'll be even stricter actually this weekend, which is a really big bummer. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure why it needs to be so restricted when we're outside and we don't actually interact with any of with anybody.
Yeah. So we head to a really neat venue there on the southeast side of Columbus, and I think the state football playoffs is at the same venue. Is that right, Coach?
Yeah, I did. I just heard that this week. Yes. Yep.
So
we've not been there yet, and actually, no. And it's a new location for cross country this year too. So we're excited to check it out.
So you guys get to go up Friday?
Yeah, we're going to go Friday afternoon. We can get on the course and check everything out, and yeah, it should be. And everyone, you know, the good thing is everyone's in the same boat. Normally, they do a preseason meet at the state venue in August every year, and that way, if teams want to get up there and practice run on the state course, they can, but that was canceled this year, so everybody's all in the same boat.
Even keel then.
So at the regional at Tiffin on Saturday, you guys were led by your all-star freshman again?
Yeah, those three, boy. They really stepped up, but, you know, all of the girls ran great. Nobody ran a PR, like nobody ran their fastest they've ever run, but they all ran really well. And I think the big thing for them this week was that they were able to pack run so much, which means they were able to stick together and find each other. And the closer they can be to each other, that helps keep our score lower. So that's been a problem for us in years past at Tiffin. It's just such a big race, and there's so many kids, and we're not used to running in races that big. So it was particularly exciting to see these freshmen who have never been in a race like that before. I mean, our races around here we're lucky if there's 100 people in them, and there was probably 180, I think, in the girls' race.
Wow.
I see there was a lot of kids.
I see there was 22 teams.
Yeah, 23, I think.
23 teams.
Yeah.
And then 7 advance. And yeah. I was seeing, like, at the boys, there was only, like, 3 teams advance.
Well, it depends on the division. So for Division 3, our region is considered a super regional, probably because we have so many teams. And so, like, D3, 7 teams and 28 individuals went. But for the D1 and the D2 races, there was either 3 or 4 teams for each of the boys and the girls. So it just kind of depends. I don't know how they figure all that stuff out, but good for us.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's go back to Saturday morning, and you guys go up there and talk about your, not only your nerves, but the kids' nerves, and what was the feelings, you know, as your 15 minutes to start time, and did you sense then that you guys were going to have a good day?
I didn't know. I mean, the girls for sure are always very, I mean, they were much more businesslike than usual. So I knew that was good. Trevor Heitkamp ran in the boys race at 9. And so the girls had a lot more time. You know, we got there about 8. And so the girls had plenty of time, and where Trevor was a little bit tight on time. So he was definitely nervous for sure, but you know, like I said, that there's 180, 190 kids in that race, and he's never been in anything that big before. That course is very challenging. I mean, the kids like it, but it's a hard course. It's hilly. It's not flat. So he was a little bit nervous, and he just didn't know what to expect. But man, for his first time at regionals, he just did outstanding. I mean, he ended up placing 89th, and he had a good time for him. It wasn't his best time, but he had a good time considering it was, I don't know, it was like 32 or 33 degrees at the start of his race. It was cold. I thought he handled himself really well, and it's just so hard when you've not run there before. We normally do run there earlier in the season, but again, then this year that race was canceled. It was such a big meet. But so he did have a chance in a normal year to get to see what he was doing. But it's just an interesting thing. This is one of those courses that if you don't go out hard and, like, basically go take your position at the beginning of the race, pretty much where you are at the mile is where you are the whole race through. So it's really hard to move up. And that's, you know, and he saw that. But it was an excellent, excellent learning experience for him, and he'll be able to take that and really build on that for next year. Now, as far as the girls go, I think they, I don't know, they went out so confident. I can't believe they went out that hard. Obviously, after we saw what happened with Trevor, we were like, okay, you have to go out faster than you think you're going to be able to go. And my husband took a video of the start line, and I just keep watching it because you can pick out of that whole big line full of kids, you can pick Ellie Will out of there, and she just beelined straight for the front. It was like, oh my gosh, that was awesome. You know, and that's what she needed to do. And I mean, she put herself right up there. She was totally unafraid. It was just awesome to watch.
And I seen Liberty Center beat Minster, didn't they? That kind of surprised me.
They sure did. And I want to say West Liberty, which I don't think is in our, they were not in our region. They beat Minster earlier in the year at a regular season meet. So, you know, it's not all bad to see that Minster's beatable here and there.
No. Hey, Coach, also, like, now coming into next week, you got a big week. And so this is going to be kind of crazy weather for you in November. So is that a big, yeah. I mean, is that something, man, when it's going to be warm? Is that going to be tough for you, for the girls, or?
I don't think it'll be too bad. For us, I'm very thankful running in the morning. I mean, it'll be beautiful weather, but it'll be kind of warm. I mean, the last few weeks, it's been high 30s, low 40s when they run, and they like running in the cooler weather.
I do, too. I enjoy it better, too.
I thought you might. It'll probably be in the low 50s, maybe.
Yeah.
50s, just where we run. So, that, I mean, it'll be warm. I mean, when those, like I said, it was 32 or 33 when the first race went off last weekend. And now, so yeah, I think our kids are tough. They were out there in little tank tops and their little shorty shorts and nothing else. They weren't wearing, you know, they weren't bundling up. They didn't have hats and gloves on. They didn't have their tights and all this other stuff on. So they tend to run pretty well when it's cool. And I think they'll do okay this week. Like, they felt great at practice this week, and they'll probably be nice not to have to be wearing all those clothes at the beginning.
Sure.
Waiting to go. So it'll be sunny. Hopefully it's not too windy.
Yeah.
You got, so as you're coaching, and this is your first trip to Columbus and the state tournament, and as you get ready to go and you look at the whole, what would be your goal? Like, what would you guys like to do? I mean, you just look at PRs and stuff like that, coach, or would you like to say, you know, if we can get a top 10 here or whatever it is, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. So when the girls' team last qualified for state, which was like 21 or 22 years ago, they placed 14th, and I'm pretty sure that's the highest that they've ever. That's the highest place they would have gotten. So our goals, for sure, it is completely doable for them to get top 10. And we just talked about that tonight at practice, and you're just seeing their eyeballs going, we're like, what? I'm like, we can do that. We can do that. And it doesn't, I think we can do that and not necessarily all PR. I think they just need to go out and be real confident. And they, you know, I think that there will be some PR. They don't know what this course is going to be like. I don't know if it's hilly. I don't know if it's flat, if it's fast. And so we can't really prepare that way since nobody's really seen it. And you can't really tell by looking at the map.
So it
doesn't do much good to worry about that. We'll see it Friday when we get there. But, you know, I've got two seniors who are going to be running, and I'm pretty sure they're going to want to go out with a good time. So, you know, these kids are motivated, and there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to go out and hit a PR as long as it's not a super hilly course. So they're all jacked up to do that. But, you know, we definitely have a team goal too. And like I said, I think it's very realistic for them to get top 10. That's not a gimme by any stretch, but it's definitely doable.
Well, Coach, we just want to first of all congratulate you on just
absolutely,
and the team on just an incredible run, an incredible season, and wish you the best of luck this Saturday. And we'll be pulling for you, and we'll be, you know, we will be following our phones and on social media to see how you guys do. But we just want to make sure you guys know that as season winds down and it's over, we sure would like to buy the team pizza. So, yeah. So, Fort Recovery Radio and Bubba and Fee, we'd sports talk. We'd like
sure
to get you ready to get the team pizza. So you line that up sometime, and we'll make sure that we
make sure it's after the race.
Well, yeah, we don't want 10 large pizzas delivered right Saturday before morning.
You'd be surprised at some of these kids
before they run. Yeah, I know. Hey, thanks for taking the time
luck,
to talk
Coach.
To us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That is Coach Christy Diller of the Lady Indians. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through November 5th. Jell-O and Jell-O pudding are just $1.25 each, and Jell-O snack packs are just 99 cents. Do you have a birthday party coming up? How about a homemade cake? Most Pillsbury, Duncan Hines, and Best Choice cake mixes are on sale, and their cans of ready-to-go frosting are also on sale. In their freezer, Jack's Pizzas are just $3.39, and Tombstone Pizzas are just $3.99, and Smart One Dinners are only $1.99 each. And if you're in a hurry, they have great meal specials ready to go every day at their deli. No need to go out of town to save money. They have great prices and great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
The Wendoline Sports Club will be hosting their fish and chicken fry this Friday from 4:30 to 7. It'll be carry out only this year, and you can just drive through and tell them if you want chicken or fish. The dinners are only $8 each, and all proceeds help with the upkeep of their great park. You don't want to miss the Wendoline Sports Club's Fall Fish and Chicken Fry this Friday from 4:30 to 7.
It's called Bob Miller.
Okay.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, presented by the Wayne Street Market, joined by my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. We didn't have any introductions.
No, we kind of jumped right into it.
Well, Spencey was in the restroom.
Yeah. We were taking a break.
We come on the air, and all we hear is phone buzzing.
Sorry.
Ringing.
Huh?
Sorry.
And Rocker didn't go over there. Why didn't you answer it?
Rocker was supposed to answer it.
Not qualified. Oh, huh? Sorry. Let me turn you on. Okay, go ahead.
Not qualified.
Not qualified. Actually.
Can Rocker run the board sometime?
That's up to Chuck.
I think I know the answer then.
I don't get to decide. As I tell people, I paid for the equipment, but I don't own it.
That
is not my stuff.
How great is that cross country deal, Fee?
Tremendous deal, man. They caught fire at the right time, didn't they?
Boy, ain't that the truth?
I mean, well, all of a sudden they started running well.
You know, I wonder what their season record was.
Boy, I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't even know how you do count those records.
Remember our boys' cross-country team? 162 and none.
Zero.
Yeah.
Won every freaking one.
They beat every team.
Every
team. And every invitation.
Every invitation.
That's not possible.
No, it ain't.
Somebody has to at least get a point or something from you somewhere. Nope. I mean, just...
Boys weren't letting them.
That is a great flag.
Yeah,
a banner at the gym.
Yeah,
that's pretty.
Four recovery boys cross. What year was that? Test you out.
Oh man,
ooh. I'm gonna. Say
I don't know, but that was
Ranley, right?
Yeah,
and her brother Matt, Christy's brother Matt,
1997.
Yeah, might be
somewhere in there. Yeah, and you know Christy's brother, maybe even a couple of brothers. There's hike camps and Reisner's and
man, there were some good runners on that team.
And you know
Ranley, they could run forever.
The thing that stands out in my mind was that summer there's just some kid running around town. Yeah. And what in the world is wrong with this kid? And I'm thinking, who is it? Why are they doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it just everybody runs all the time.
You know what? The first person that I remember seeing run was Dan Shainline.
Oh, Dan yeah, years ago.
Yeah. Pelican would run and we'd
he'd
see
run
him.
Run forever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn Pelican. There goes Pelican, man.
There he is, running again.
Dan, yep. And then we didn't really see any. And then at the year that cross country team might have been the year before when they were juniors.
Yeah, yeah.
There was a Mullen. Was Phil Mullenkamp on that team or not?
Maybe John might
have.
Yeah,
he might have been.
I was thinking maybe he was on there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if he was a runner or not. He did a lot of athletic stuff, so I'm not. I would be surprised. He was a basketball player.
He's a hooper.
He didn't play football.
We didn't have it.
Yeah, because he
we didn't had
have
football.
No. Not then. No.
97.
Well, then that wasn't when he was there because I don't think John Mullenkamp's son. I think he would have played football if we'd have had football because he'd have been a good hands receiver, I think, but maybe not.
Good know. Hands team.
But he had a good shot basketball.
He did have a good shot.
Good shot.
Yeah, he can make a shot.
Too bad.
Yep.
Stand out there and make threes all day.
Yeah, I agree. So. Good luck to the girls.
Absolutely. Have fun.
Yeah.
That running in packs, that's the answer, isn't it?
You should me and you all do it?
Maybe we should. Me, you, and Rock. Neil. We go run in the pack.
Yep.
If us four run, I finish second.
We couldn't make it to Napa.
Yeah, but if we can block everybody behind us.
If we take off right now, we wouldn't make it to now.
It might be all-time record slowest time.
Slowest time, but we win. But
yeah, 2-3 days.
Scott Will.
Yeah.
Scott Will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Susie Forkamp sends it.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yep. Yeah, good job.
I was thinking somebody out south of town, but I couldn't think of who it was.
Yeah, yeah.
He was...
There we go.
I don't know who the worst runner on that team was, but whoever the worst runner on that team was tremendous.
Well, if they never lost,
yeah
you got to be pretty good.
You got to have four scores. Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is, but
I'm not sure what it is.
That's a crazy number.
Yeah,
that's not even possible.
Is that team in the Hall of Fame?
I don't know if the team is, but three of them.
What's happening?
We've got some sort of interference somewhere, but I don't know what it is. Sometimes it's my phone, but my phone isn't close to that. Huh. So, but I'm not hearing it in the headsets. I'm just hearing it in the speaker here.
I thought it was Morse code.
Dun. Yeah, I know. Well, we're going to turn our attention to one other sport right now that is absolutely on
hot fire.
Yes, sir. And that is your Lady Indians volleyball team. And we're...
Yes.
Travis, Coach Guggenbiller, is going to give us a buzz here on the Hastings hotline.
Yes.
And we're waiting for him to give us a call. But, Fee, that Marion game.
Woo, that was exciting.
Oh, my God. Me and you texting back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And
had a heart attack.
Neil had a heart attack.
It was a monster third game.
We battled
and get that win. And then we come back and just get throttled in that fourth game.
I texted and said, we're done.
Oh, this is not one. The cat just said, we got to get out to a good start. And we did.
Yeah.
Great start.
It'll be interesting to talk to Travis and get his thoughts on it. I read his article in the paper. Hastings hotline.
Hotline's hot.
The hotline is on fire, and we are talking to the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians volleyball team, Travis Guggenbiller. How you doing, coach? Wouldn't have been any fun, coach.
Hello? Oh, he's 18 seconds behind because he's listening.
Hey, coach, how you doing?
He's listening on
there
the phone.
Good, yourself?
Good.
How we doing, coach?
Not too bad.
First of all, congratulations. We just had Coach Diller on of the cross country team, and it's a great time to be an Indian right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah, definitely the best time right now. A lot of hard work, especially from the women right now. You know, the ladies in the school, they're working hard right now.
They are.
Yeah, that's a great point. We're having some success in that girls' program. Thursday night, coach, we played the Marion Flyers in the district final. And I listened to your post-game, coach, talking to Rob Weaver. And you were on cloud nine. And you come down yet? Is it now focused on?
You enjoy it for the day. And then the next day, you enjoy it a little bit less. And then the next day, it's less. And then...
Time to go to work.
Sunday comes, my anxiety is back to 100, and my attention for Thursday. So
there you go.
So let's talk about that game Thursday night, Travis. And the Indians got off to a great start, and just what the coach would hope for. We come out and play well, just what good teams do. And every time you're in a MAC, you know it's that this thing was probably going to go five sets.
Yeah. The first set we came out strong. We knew we wanted to. I mean, we knew we had to. So we came out aggressive. We stayed focused, and we really made Marion Local work hard. And I think Marion Local had a lot of nerves in that first set because they also had that, you know, the last time we played them in mind. So then they came out the second set and they became a lot more aggressive on the serve. So therefore, the games became pretty tight. They really worked hard on the serve, which made serve receive challenging for us, and it kept us out of system now and then. And we just made some unforced errors, and that's kind of the third set as well. You know, we started in that same position a little bit. We had some nerves on our end, and then it ran out of subs in the third set, and Whitley Randall stepped up and served three in a row to win the game for us in the end there. So,
that was crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely a toll match.
Is that the only time Whit has served this year?
No, she served once against OG.
Okay, and I missed that.
Whitley's a really good server, and it's been on my mind to put her back into the serving position. However, when she works real hard, she can sometimes have the tendency to make little mistakes on the service line. So I always thought, you know, sometimes I have a lot of great servers that sit the bench, so it's one of those areas where I thought maybe I'll put someone else in that position to serve so you know, Whitley can get that break that she may need there. Yeah, but I was never really nervous when she was back there because I knew what kind of serve she had. She actually, her serve is just like a Marissa Garkey and a Paige Forkamp type serve. It's really, it's right off that, I mean, it's at the tip of the net. It comes at you hard. It floats right over the net, and it goes deep often. So, yeah, I wasn't too nervous. I knew she could do it, and I think Diana was a little more nervous. I saw her head down by her knees, Jordy. you know, I was like, geez, faith in your daughter there. I had all the faith in her. So, no, it's nerve-wracking from the other end. But, no, I guess I just felt confident. I knew what she could do.
So did you do that because you were out substitutions?
Yeah, I had 17 subs left. I used 17 of my 18 subs. Okay. And it was one of those situations where I would rather burn my sub maybe in a different position rather than in the serving position based on who I knew was going back there to serve. I knew where they could serve, so I was like, I'm not going to burn a sub to serve. Because if I would put someone in for Whitley to serve, and let's say the game was tight, well, when it came to Whitley's turn to go back in the front row, she wasn't going to be able to play. And I'm like, well, I can't afford that. I have to have Whitley in the game the whole time. So, yeah, that was just kind of my motto. And I knew the girls. I have a lot of girls that can play defense. They just don't because I have some great defenders, you know. So I wasn't too concerned on that. And we do a lot of practice in the gym with our defense and our serve receive and stuff like that. So the girls were able to handle it. They understand what to do. They adapt really well under pressure, and they listen really well this year with changes that we may need to make in the middle of a game. And they just do it. You know, it's not uncomfortable for them. They handle it well.
So, Coach, we kind of talked a little bit about, you know, after that fourth game, you know, what do you say to your team? Now, do you get in there and say, look, we got to get out to a big start. Let's go right away, you know? And I've watched so many volleyball games, and, man, that first team, you just want to get out to a good start. Cause just especially when you're only playing 15.
And it is. You know, I actually – I hate going at it like, hey, we got to come out strong. We got to come out strong. I just go more at it as an because sometimes that pressure can get to you.
Yeah.
So I go at it more as in the concept as, you know, don't doubt your abilities.
There
I mean,
you go.
Don't have a single doubt on what you can do on that floor because you can do anything that you put your mind in. So it takes a whole team effort. Don't once doubt a bad play because, like I said, you're going to have a bad pass. It's going to happen. I mean, you're playing a fantastic team. Don't doubt it. Just move on to the next play. So it's just more of that confidence in their mind thing. Don't doubt yourself. Stay positive and good things are going to happen. And I keep telling them, I promise you, if you don't doubt yourself, you will get the goal that you want to reach this year. And that's just been kind of our focus all year. It's just dream big, ladies. Keep dreaming big. So.
Working good, buddy.
You said on post game with Rob on PG14 Fort Kirby Radio, you said that we won this game and we didn't play our best volleyball. And that says a lot about your club, doesn't it? Don't you think so, Travis?
Yeah, you know, like, we didn't play our best volleyball because we made some unforced errors. And some of that's due to Marion Local's aggressiveness. But, like, in the fourth set, I mean, I think there was a time situation there where we had three hitting errors in a row. We had two serve-receive mistakes. And I think we had a ball that dropped right in between us. And then we were in the net, I know, once. So if you put all those points in one set, it makes it hard for you to come back. So if we can clean up those little mistakes, you know, I think that's one area. I also don't think our defense was to the level that we could have been. We kind of let some balls drop and or we would bail out at times. And we were just like, just keep going. Just go and go, go, you know, and so I think that just shows the type of team we have. You know, we're going to have those days that maybe it doesn't go our way, but we have so many athletes on the floor that know how to step up and help those who maybe are struggling a little bit. And that's exactly what happened. You know, Lily Luthel started off really strong for us. You know, she had a couple kills in the first. She had a couple big blocks. And then Teagan Forkamp did that in the fifth set. She came out big in the fifth set. She had a couple kills, a big block there, a couple big saves defensively. So those other girls, you know, those role player girls on the team, they stepped up to help those, you know, those girls that are always getting the attention from the opponents. That's the reason why I think we won, you know, because those, you know, Whitley and Marissa and Paige Forkamp and Key, they're getting all the pressure. You know, they're getting that pressure, especially those three hitters. And then, you know, Faith and Hope just do a fantastic job setting that ball, getting it to our hitters. And they made some really smart decisions late in the game. And that's another reason why we were able to come up on top.
You got So when you put Tegan into the game like that, is that something that, that you're thinking about Thursday afternoon? So you know what? Thursday, I got to think about where I'm at. Or is that just something that spur of the moment says, we need you, Tegan? How do you get to that?
I think it's a lot of it's practice, and it's the mindset that we do in practice. And I think first it starts with Paige. I think having Paige on the team really helps her from the standpoint that she knows she wants to do well for her sister. And so she just has that desire to work hard. And she has that desire whether her sister's on the team or not, but it just gives that little extra ump. And her court awareness has just become really, really strong. She's getting smarter in the game. So we just keep talking to Tegan. And I just kept telling my coaches, everything's positive to all of our athletes, you know. Just keep telling them that they can do it. And that's what we just keep doing with our younger athletes. Like, you know, Tegan, just, hey, you know what you need to do? Just do it. And we practice it in practice and just think of those things. Think of the big plays. Like, we keep talking about dreaming. Like, imagine yourself in the game. Imagine yourself making those big blocks. Yeah. Imagine yourself finding those holes in court. I mean, put yourself in those situations. What does it feel like? And then I truly believe if you start thinking that way, you start performing that way. And I think that's what's helping with our younger kids. You know, they're thinking that way. And therefore, you know, Tegan has some of those big plays because she knows she can do it. And that's exactly what she did.
Okay, so this is a sentimental old guy talking and a fan of Fort Recovery and Fees Me. You know, we have that same. But when you look at Facebook and you look at the pictures and you see the joy on those kids' face, and I know that you know, and I understand all you got to do is listen to you talk and how wonderful you are to play for because of your positivity. I mean, you have them kids that would absolutely run through a wall for you just because of the way you speak to the kids, the way you are positive, the way you and when you see the celebration of those kids, when you see raising that district championship trophy, how good does that make Travis Guggenbiller
show? Oh, I'm not going to lie. It was pretty, it gave me feelings I never had before in the game field. It actually kind of touched the heart a little bit. Actually, the other coaches look at me and they're like, I'm afraid I'm going to cry. And I made the comment, I laughed. I said, I'm afraid I'm going to too, because I didn't realize it was that emotional. I've had a lot of fans come up to me and they say that even in the fifth set, those girls were happy, or in the fourth set, they still look happy on the court. And I think that has to do a lot with not just me, but from the coaching standpoint, is our mindset is, I don't want the girls to feel pressure. I want that pressure to be on me and not them. So I think that's just been another area we've been focusing on, you know, like getting prepared for the game. We just keep talking about, you know, just getting better ourselves. We know what the other team can do, but in the end, it's about what can we do to get ourselves better. And that's what we've been doing. So, I don't know. I just think it's those girls. I think it helps that I taught them in the classroom, so they know who I am. I mean, I sound positive here, but don't get me wrong. When I'm in practice, I can be pretty rough on them sometimes.
But they want you to be, I'm sure.
And they do. They do. And we know, we just keep constantly trying to find those positive moments. You know, keep thinking of those positive things. Hey, we got better than the last one. So that's what we just got to keep focusing on.
All right, Coach. Now, so let's turn our attention to tomorrow night. We got the number one team in the state. I'm sure you've done a little scouting already. So how are we going to beat this team?
Well, they're good defensively. They're a very scrappy team. They know how to pick up the ball. They have four real nice hitters. They kind of run a fast offense. But, you know, I've got some film on them. I've seen some teams that they've played. And I watched some film last year that New Bremen did. And they're very smart athletically. They're quick on their feet. They're good defensively. But I don't think they've faced a team like us yet, you know, where we are quick as well. You know, we run a lot of different plays. Like, we are constantly changing our attacks. I mean, we'll run inside, we run out, you know. And so, therefore, I think that's going to make it harder for them. You know, that's going to be our game plan, is just keeping the court spread apart, you know, and finding the ways to get back in the middle as well. Because if we can make their defense have to guess where the ball is going, then we're going to be just fine, you know, and that's our main concept. Defensively, I think they remind me a lot of like a Knoxville team, very scrappy, kind of can read the ball. A little bit of like a New Bremen as well defensively. Maybe more offensively like a New Bremen team. Four girls that can hit the ball well. A really, really smart setter, a very, very strong setter. So kind of, but again, we faced several of those in our own max area. Sure. So we just look at it as another big game.
Yeah.
And I'll let the girls know tomorrow areas, you know, to our focus points. And we practiced some things this week. They have a couple lefties. So we have a few lefties on our team. We just made them hit a lot today or the last few days. Not just so the girls can get, you know, get used to that idea of a lefty hitting at them. Sometimes it looks different than a right-hander. And so that's something that we did, got ourselves ready for that situation. And but otherwise, you know, we just keep working hard in practice. And we talked about different tactics with blocking, just saying, hey, if we want to go with this way, just understand what you need to do here, just so the girls are prepared. But then again, we're not doing that in the game. We're just going to stick with our normal game plan. But the girls understand if we have to make those adjustments, they know exactly what to do. So those are some of the things that we've done. And I think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a tough game just like Marion Local was and just like Lincoln View was. And I think if we just keep playing our game, we'll be just fine.
Well, Coach, it all went 5:30 tomorrow night. Is that correct?
5:30 tomorrow
night. 5:30?
Yeah. So what time you guys heading out?
We're leaving around 3:15 tomorrow.
Okay, right after school. Right after school.
Yep.
Coach, good luck to you, brother.
Good luck, buddy.
Appreciate it.
I do got to share something with you, and I probably shouldn't.
Oh, that's all right.
But I'm going to anyway. Okay, so So I got this message. Okay, and this was like on Friday.
Okay,
and it's from somebody named Jamie Homan.
Oh yeah, I wonder who that would be.
Yeah, man, that is.
And
I know a little bit about her.
You know a little bit.
Yep.
And I'm just going to read a little bit of what Jamie says. And she says, I am so proud of him, and it's so easy to support him and what he has done for our team. He is very humble, and he won't tell you, but man, he is one hell of a coach. Proud is an understatement of how our family feels. I'm so pumped for Thursday's game. I cannot wait. Go Indians. So I would say that her thoughts probably could be relayed by about 1,000 people in this town.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
And brother, good luck tomorrow.
Keep up the good work, man.
And go Indians.
Yeah, will do. Thank you. Yep, I got the best family there, that's for sure.
So. Amen, brother.
No doubt.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come
good
right
luck,
back.
Travis.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil, while leaving the surface level enough for a single-pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. As fall approaches, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Our Lady Indians are 21-3, ranked fourth in the state, and will be playing in the Elida Regional Volleyball Tournament tomorrow evening at 5:30 versus number 2 ranked and undefeated Tiffin Calvert. It will be another hard-fought match as the opponents get tougher and tougher as the tournament moves on. If our ladies win tomorrow night, they'll play again on Saturday at Elida at 2 o'clock in the regional finals against the winner of tomorrow night's late game at Elida between Lipsick and Pioneer North Central, each with only 3 losses on the season. We'll be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of the match with Rob Weaver. There will be no live video of the match, but WOSN will broadcast the replay at 7 p.m. on Friday and a couple of more times over the weekend. Check your listings. You can follow our Lady Indians as they continue their quest for a state championship right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here on Sports Talk. I was trying to point at him, but we were chit-chatting, so
yeah,
we're trying to figure stuff out. So anyway, should be a good one tomorrow night. Should
yeah, be a, I agree. You know, and then the second game is Leipzig versus, and Leipzig is our old, Chelsea colleagues, old. That's where she was at before she came here.
Oh, I don't think I knew that.
That's her old stomach.
So I think they're pretty good, too.
And they
North Central or something.
I think that sounds right. Pioneer or something or other. I can't remember what that is.
Yep, I think that sounds
I just
right.
had it up and I just... Yeah. Oh, there it is. Pioneer North Central.
North Central. Yep. Pioneers.
The Pioneers.
Pioneer North Central Pioneers.
Might be.
North Central.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I don't have any reason to doubt you.
Well, that's neat. Regionals, Sweet 16.
That's pretty cool.
And it wouldn't be great to play New Bremen in state finals.
Ooh, that'd really be cool.
Yeah.
Fort Recovery Radio will be there.
We'll be there. Front row.
Hmm. Dang right. Well, what are my tickets we get for tomorrow night, Brent?
I haven't. Usually I get something, and I haven't gotten anything. And you know, is it going to be one of those places where they can do 15%? Did they change the rules? Can we do 1,500?
Seats about 4,000.
Oh, that's pretty big.
Seats a lot.
Yeah, that's a big sucker.
But so do we get?
I wonder if is there such a thing as going up there and saying, "Can I get a ticket?" Or is it you have to be?
I have no idea.
Or do they get to a point where they say, "Hey, we're gonna have 15 tickets left. Yeah. First 15 up here, come get them."
Or zero. I don't know. I don't know of that because usually I get something from the school if there's some tickets available, and that's only been once or twice this year. So,
Hard to tell.
Yeah, I don't have a clue how that works, and I don't know.
Nope.
We might end up going tomorrow anyway.
Yeah.
Radio badge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Radio.
Radio.
We're on the radio.
So I drove by the gym today. Looks like the boys started practicing yesterday.
They started?
Yep. Girls had a scrimmage last Saturday.
They're on it already.
Yeah.
That's good.
Although, they probably open up. Thanksgiving?
I don't know. When?
It's the 24th.
And today's the 4th?
Yeah. So
2.5 weeks, we're playing basketball.
3 weeks from 3 weeks from last night.
Have we got a schedule out?
There isn't a schedule out, but there is a schedule. I'm not sure how official it is because there's two games where the boys and girls both play at the same time.
Whoops.
Same night, same time.
Same gym?
No.
One's, that'd be neat,
one's home, one's away.
So you're thinking that may not happen?
Well, I'm saying that this might be a not finalized schedule is what I have.
Are they going to have a full schedule?
That's my guess.
Are they having a full
schedule? Yeah.
They are going to have 22 games.
A full schedule is scheduled.
Huh.
And the North Pioneers, North Central Pioneers are Eagles.
The Eagles.
Should have been Pioneers.
Should have been.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Would have been perfect.
How about Allie Vaughn?
Allie
Vaughn. Huntington?
Good for her. Yep.
Foresters.
The Foresters.
Did you know that?
Where is Huntington?
Indiana.
Indiana. Yep,
between Fort Wayne and
it's west
South
of Fort
Bend.
Wayne. It's about 15, 20 minutes west of Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
Kelsey played there.
Yeah.
Played volleyball there.
How'd they do?
They won. First game she ever played.
Really?
Yep.
Did you go?
Yep.
That's nice of you.
First game.
Racers.
And she's served.
Really?
Remember how he was saying Diana was all nervous when Whitley was serving?
Yeah.
My daughter's first year, that's all she did was serve, basically. Yeah. So when she came in there, we didn't want her screwing up. Get it over the net.
Get her in, kid. That's what's most important.
That's big.
That's right. We got one more phone call coming in. We're waiting on the voice of the Lady Indies Volleyball, Susie Forkamp, to give us a buzz.
Yeah.
And always like to talk to Susie and get her opinion on the game. And I'm sure she's...
I'm sure they were getting her.
Not only a pumped up, I guess, fan, but how about as a mom?
Great mom. That's great. Having two studs down there. Yeah. That little freshman's going to be good, too.
Oh.
Yeah. She reminds me so much of Paige when she was a freshman. Yeah. Oh, man.
She's going to be
You
really
saw her
good.
Come in and go, where did she come from? Who's she? This girl's tremendous. Why don't I know about her? Well, she's on the JV team.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
and I think she was never on the JV team after that. I think it was like the second or third week, all of a sudden, here she is.
Time to move up.
And she's in the varsity ever since. Oh, man. We've had some really, really good players.
Yeah. It's a great week for Fort Recovery Sports.
Oh, man.
And the girls' programs and the boys' basketball is getting started. Girls' basketball is getting started. And it's a great time to be.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. And Buckeyes looked absolutely awesome Saturday.
They did look pretty good.
Yeah.
They're going to be pretty good, I think.
They are. Browns didn't look so good.
Not so good.
But
not sure about them.
Well,
but
I don't know.
Or five wins.
That's right. Say, you already got bye week. You already have more wins than you had the last seven seasons put
together.
I wish
Justin Fields would get COVID.
What? You want him to get COVID?
Yeah, I want Justin Fields to get COVID. Get it out of here, and then you're going to finish the season.
And you know he's going to
finish. And if we lose when he's got it, they're going to say, well, that's all right.
Yes.
Welcome to Sports Talk. Who do we have here?
Hey, Bubba. This is Susie.
Susie, Fort Camp, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How are you going to be able to sleep tonight?
No. Nerves are already getting the best of me.
Are they? You're about four beers deep? Susie, that was some game Thursday night. And I know as a mom, you got two kids out there, and that had to be a hell of a feeling, huh?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And just for all the girls, you know, they work so hard, and, you know, they give it their best, and, oh, so fun. And you know, what's really cool about this team is there's lots of sets of sisters on this team, you know, all the way from freshman all the way up to varsity. I think there's maybe seven sets of sisters or something. And how cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
That is cool. And now we got a big game here tomorrow night, So as a mom, and you got two daughters sitting around the house, you guys talk about it much?
Yes, we do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good. Yes. We talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
We watch film. We do all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So.
I seen Diana Ramel had a great video of her and her daughter.
Yeah.
Hitting the warming ball up back before and forth, pregame. Cool. And I said, I'd probably bet Susie and her kids are probably banging
probably
the ball
doing
off.
Same stuff, thing.
Especially when it's 70 degrees out.
We try to do a lot of that. So I think it probably helps me and my nerves more than it helps anybody else. You know, this is probably more true for me than it is for them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So how many tickets you got for tomorrow?
Oh, gosh, that's just the sad part of is the fighting over tickets. So I was able to get 14 because senior gets 10, and then Tegan being on varsity gets 4, so 14 tickets. But you know, with family, pretty much, so you don't have anything left after. So, pretty sad that we can't get a bigger crowd there than what we can. But you know,
do you have any idea how many tickets we got?
I don't know. I would assume like 150, maybe somewhere around there total. So I would assume something like that, because I think there was 300 total for our games at Recovery, and I thought they either kept it the same or maybe even a little less. I'm not 100% sure on that. But
So I wonder, will they have all four teams there tomorrow night, or is it split sessions?
It's split sessions, yes. All four teams will be there, but it's split sessions, so they'll clear the gym after the first game.
Huh. So if that's...
Well, at least that's what we did at our gym. So
Yeah.
Man. I'll tell you, I don't get it. Mm. Did it surprise you, the Bremen-Knoxville, or was that kind of, did you expect it?
You know, to me, knowing Diana Kramer and how she's prepared her teams year over year when it got to be this time of the season, it really didn't surprise me. Bremen's good, and she somehow has that capability of taking her team to that next level when she has to. So, yeah, I mean, it didn't, especially since it was played at New Bremen. Yeah. So, you know, that kind of gave a little bit of an advantage there, too. So.
Well, you can beat her once, but it's pretty hard to beat her twice.
Yeah.
And with that being said, you know, one of probably our most loyal listener is Kathy Etzler. I mean, she just and she sent me a text afterwards, and she was listening to our game coming back, and I know she was pretty bumming about the New Knoxville. What a great season, New Knoxville.
Great season.
Yes, they can't hang their heads over that.
No.
They're playing six girls. There are no teams out there that is successful like that, that do not put a sub in. You know, they didn't even run a libero. So, I mean, it's amazing crazy. That these six girls can come out, play every position all the way around, and they don't lose anything. When one goes to the back row, they don't lose the passer or anything. One goes to the front row, goes the hitter. They all, you know, play these positions at a fantastically high level. So I hated to see them and bow out so early. But in the area we're in, you know, each team beats each other up, and, you know, only maybe one's lucky to survive out of these regions. So
they don't have a sub.
No, they don't sub. They don't play six.
Play six.
Yeah.
They don't sub at all.
Really?
Nope. It's the craziest thing you ever saw. It's nuts.
They don't have to worry about a run out sub.
Yeah, don't worry about parrots bishing.
Nope. Everybody's happy.
Nope. Yeah, that's
get plenty of playing time.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, they did have a sub, and one of them got hurt, or was that right? Somebody got hurt early?
Yeah, they had one of the girls had a knee injury early on in the season, and after that, they played.
Play for six.
That's pretty cool. So Thursday night, we beat Marion. You're home, and you got two daughters. So how's Tegan handle, like, Tegan and Paige's relationship? Are they at each other? I know Tegan's – they was out to Bull and I working Saturday, which I can't believe you're making them work during volleyball season. I don't understand that.
Slave driver.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. You're unbelievable. How about taking a little time off rest?
Yeah. Actually, they get along really well. And, you know, Paige's very bossy, and Tegan's more, you know, laid back, a little more quiet. So
what you're saying is Paige's mom.
True, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Paige is very good at giving her praise and, you know, keeping her motivated and keeping her spirits up and everything like that. Paige is really good at that. So that helps with Tegan, you know, because she is a little more laid back and a little more quiet. In that aspect, but you know, they just have a good rapport, and it you know, it's kind of just reflects back on the team. That's how the team is, you know, like one night some, you know, might have a really great game, but the rest of them are all, you know, high-fiving and encouraging everybody else, and just a fun group of girls to watch.
Yeah, that's right,
that's for sure.
Well, I know that Fort Recovery Radio and you and Diana have a blast doing it on the radio, and and you talked to me about how you was always nervous, and you kind of got over that, and now you just kind of really enjoy doing the radio games. But I'm sorry, me and Fee's going to start doing them to the tournament so we can get in the game.
So we can get in.
So you're out.
That's the only way you can get in.
That's right.
That's the only way we can get in.
So we don't know nothing about volleyball, but we're going to have headsets on.
Okay, when the girl's standing in the back and she hits it over, what's that called? We want to make sure we get studied up here.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
Hey, good luck to you, Suze, and the Indians. And
let's keep this going.
Absolutely. I'd love to go talk next Wednesday. And
we'll be happy to talk next Wednesday.
That's right.
Sounds like a winner.
Sounds good.
Hey, thanks for your support, guys.
All right, kiddo.
Bye-bye.
That's Suze Fortkamp, who the voice of the Indians on Fort Recovery Radio. And man, it's got to be exciting time.
Oh,
and she said, we got a lot of sisters on that group.
I didn't realize that. Seven sets of sisters.
I was thinking three I can think of.
But throughout the whole pro, that's
pretty neat.
That is pretty dang cool. And what a time, like we talked about, to be at Fort Carey. And we're going to take a break. Come right back. Top of the hour, it's 9 o'clock. We're going to talk about anything
Buckeyes.
Happened yesterday.
Buckeyes. I got something.
Anything yesterday?
Only yesterday.
When did it happen?
I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come right back.
I think it was a nice day.
It was
a
beautiful day.
It was a gorgeous day.
Yep. We'll be right back. Sports Talk with Bubba.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food, and lots of fun.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
There's still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including 3 vehicles, 8 trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
We're back. We're talking about how to get a wart off. He's got one on his
hand. I got one on my hand. Ain't happy.
I go to Caps and I get this like a patch, and then you leave it on there and you
pull. Oh, okay. I have some sort of stuff that you kind of paint on. It's salicylic acid. It turns white. And it's
Zen type.
I always did that for my bowling. Always put that on my fingers. Oh.
Dust can?
Yeah.
Yep.
I take it
I
off.
Remember that.
Yeah. You all right? You going to be all right or not?
I don't know. That could lose a finger.
Did you get that work? Is that a work injury?
Yeah, I think it is.
Work Workman's wart. Comp? Got a work wart.
I got a work wart.
Hey, you're probably going to get some. I see Workman's Comp releasing $5
billion. Yeah. Loving Workman's Comp right now.
You going to get any of that?
Yeah. I did.
What? Oh, you already got it?
Got it.
But Workman's Comp, they're refunding to businesses?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
What you pay awesome. In, you get back.
Trump train
going, woo, woo.
it was kind of a fun, not really, election. Yes, it just sucks that it drags on.
We told you. We mean you said that. We just want to be a blowout.
Yeah. God, I hate it.
Because now it could last till Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
who knows?
And the way it was set up in one of the key states, Pennsylvania, they weren't. My understanding is they weren't allowed to start counting them till today, the mail-in. And some of the states, if they don't have them by Election Day, they don't count. Some of them, if they're postmarked, Ohio's one. If they're postmarked by Election Day, it counts, but it has to be in by the 6th. So with the 3 days, it has to be to them, or it doesn't count. All of that is all weird.
You'd think that everybody would have a rules across the board.
Got to be the same.
No, it's all done by the states.
Yeah.
Which always made sense because there was, 10% of the people voted by mail or voted absentee. And it used to be 10 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe 20. You couldn't vote ahead of time without a valid reason. You were going to be out of state. You had an operation coming up. I mean, you couldn't just decide to vote ahead of time.
Bring her back to them days.
You voted. Yeah. I that's how I like it. I understand why that's not the best for everybody.
Did you vote earlier or did you go out yesterday?
I went yesterday.
Was it busy?
No.
No.
No. There was, I walked in, there was like 6 or 8 sets of 2 people. Where you go up to them and you sign in and all that kind of stuff. And I think there were 8 sets of them, and there was 3 of them that had people there. I was the 3rd one. And then there's like 15 voting machines.
Yeah.
And there's maybe 5 of them being used. This was at 7:30 in the morning. I don't know if they had a line in a crowd at 6:30 in the morning, but I doubt it. If they did, it didn't last very long because,
right.
Let's go in and vote on 6 or 7 things, and almost every county office was unopposed.
So, yeah, I was gonna say everything was
we didn't have anything. Yeah, either recovery pass. Yeah,
either you vote for Jeff Gray or you don't vote for him and go to the next one. How long do you
have to... Can I run against him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
What if you'd have won?
No.
Although the odds weren't very good.
Odds would be slim.
Huh?
One of the things that I noticed.
How about coroner? Do you got to be a doctor, be a coroner?
Some states you don't have to be, but I think in Ohio you have to have medical training or something. There's some of the states
you'd be saying somebody's dead and get up. What do you mean I'm dead? I ain't
you'd
dead.
You'd be a Ned Quincy.
What's wrong? Oh, I know that guy's name.
Very Ralph. Good.
Machio.
Ralph?
No.
Not even close. Yeah.
What is it? Freddie Kim.
No.
What?
No.
It's Fred something.
Karate Kid is what I said.
No.
I said Ralph Macchio. Klugman. No. Klugman?
Jack yes. Klugman.
Yes, very good.
Jack Klugman was Quincy?
No.
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
Yes.
I think he was.
He was.
Was he really?
Yeah.
He is smarter than you. You didn't even know that.
I knew Jack Klugman was
Jack Quincy. Klugman was also the Odd Couple.
Yeah, very good.
Yep. Tony Randall.
Yep. Tony Randall.
Was it Tony Randall or was he with Walter Matthau?
No, Jack Lemmon was a Matthau.
Okay. Lemmon was a Matthau, that's right.
I'm pretty smart.
Yeah, you are.
Ain't I?
Now, one thing I noticed looking in the paper today, and I thought I saw it just flashing across the TV, but, you know, of all the county races that were not contested, most of the those people got 19,000 to 20,000. Jeff Gray got 21,000 votes unopposed. And everybody else got less than that. They only needed one because mm-hmm. there wasn't anybody. And I figured if they didn't vote for themselves, they didn't.
Jeff Gray's a pretty popular sheriff.
Yes, yeah. He is.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And I think there's a good reason for that. Yeah, he's as fair as you can get, I think.
Yep. Yep.
Except for our friend from Michigan that didn't care for him, Mr. Razevere.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Oh, yeah. He'll be back.
But I don't know. He's not allowed to say or do anything, or he will go to jail.
Does he?
Or prison. Might
does
be prison.
Jeff have a restraining order on him?
I don't think he needs a restraining order. I think the court has said he can't be around and he can't be putting up billboards and he can't be putting up Facebook things. Just, you know, they kind of restricted him because he was harassing his family and he's harassing orders. Jeff Gray.
None that were filed.
Oh, you are a piece of work. Well, tomorrow we got volleyball.
Yes.
Saturday, our cross-country team's at state.
Going to state.
And maybe volleyball again.
I know.
Wouldn't that be? What a Saturday.
Big day. It'd be a big Saturday.
Yeah. But I think if the girls win, they play Saturday at 2 o'clock.
Is that right?
Yes.
Regional final.
My guy's 7:30, so that works out perfect.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
FR Radio need us Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably do.
Yeah, think. Probably do.
Yeah. It's absolutely.
It's big. Yep.
Everybody have a great
yes.
Week. Go Indians. Week. Let's go.
Go Indians.
I'm fired up.
All right.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.